Fest an deine Brust, an deine Brust, erst der Himmel. Lasset uns des Herrn Güte stets besingen und ihm ein frohes Danklied übers andere bringen. Lasst unseren Mund mit uns werden kund, was nun des Herrn Zorn gestillet.
Just listening to a complete performance of the Christmas Oratorio by German composer Johann Mattheson. His dates are 1681 until 1764. You heard various vocal soloists along with the Cologne Academy conducted by Michael Alexander Willens. Once again, that was the Christmas Oratorio of German composer Johann Mattheson.
Yeah.
You were just listening to Nunc Dimittis of Giovanni Rigatti, who lived from 1615 until 1649. You heard tenor John Elwes, along with members of La Fenice. We will have music of Francesco Cavalli in just a few minutes after this Ave Maria of French composer Jean Lhéritier, who lived from around 1480 until after 1551. Dario Tabia conducts the Chorale Universitaria di Torino. Mario Tabia just conducted the Chorale Universitaria di Torino in the Ave Maria of French composer Jean Lheritier, who lived from around 1480 until after 1551. Any comments or questions? Feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. We move now to music by the great Italian composer Francesco Cavalli. His dates are 1602 until 1676. Now, he was associated with San Marco in Venice for most of his life as singer, organist, and finally maestro di cappella. Francesco Cavalli is most well known for his operas, and we will hear now a canzone in 8 parts, an instrumental work followed by a setting of the Magnificat in 7 parts. In our performance, we hear the Claudio Monteverdi Choir of Crema, along with the ensemble of bassoons known as Quoniam. We also hear the Ensemble de Sacbutier. Our conductor is Bruno Gini. Once again, this is music of Italian composer Francesco Cavalli. Thank you.
e son beata me dicent omnes generationes.
Omnes generationes.
Recordar, recordar, recordar.
Music of Italian composer Francesco Cavalli, whose dates are 1602 until 1676. We began with a canzone in 8 parts, an instrumental work followed by a setting of the Magnificat in 7 parts. You heard the Claudio Monteverdi Choir of Crema, along with the ensemble of bassoons known as Quoniam. You also heard the ensemble of Sacbutied. Our conductor was Bruno Gini. Music once again of Francesco Cavalli. And I will be right back with a work from Bohemia, an anonymous Christmas composition from the 15th century, so stay tuned.
In Natalia.
You were just listening to an anonymous Bohemian composition from the 15th century. It was titled In Natali Domini, At the Birth of the Lord. Konrad Ruhland conducted. Well, we have only 20 minutes left of this long edition of Classical Discoveries totally devoted to early Christmas music. Hope you've enjoyed today's show, which continues now with a little-known setting of the Magnificat. This is on the first tone of Italian composer Giovanni Nasco. We do not know when he was born, and he died in 1561, so this is music from the Renaissance. In our performance, we hear members of Nuovo Coro Polifonico, conducted by Marina Malavasi. Once again, this is the Magnificat on the first tone of Giovanni Nasco.
Thank you. Sicut labus et 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 sicut labus
You were just listening to music by the little-known Italian composer Giovanni Nasco, who died in 1561. Unfortunately, we don't know when he was born. That was his Magnificat on the first tone, as performed by Nuovo Coro Polifonico, conducted by Marina Malavasi. A Rivo Alto compact disc. We are going to move on now to a very brief little motet of Antoine Brumel. This is titled Noah, 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 and will be performed by the Orlando Consort.
Noah, Noah.
You were just listening to Noah, Noah, Noah of Antoine Brumel, French composer, as performed by the Orlando Consort, a Harmonia Mundi compact disc. I am going to sign off our special Christmas program with the Villancico titled Seraf, Whose Sweet Harmony. This music is by Spanish composer Juan Serrarols, who lived from 1618 until 1676. We hear Hesperion 21, along with La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. Have a wonderful holiday, and don't forget, I will be back on Sunday at 7 p.m. Do take care, and as always, thank you so much for joining me.